I'm along that follow-up on the baclofen. How long, if you become tolerant, I know my son has been on baclofen for quite a while. He takes 20 milligrams at night, and then 40 at night, 20 in the morning. I mean, is there any way to tell whether it's not being effective?
The question is it tolerance or is it progression of the disease? Because in a handful of my dominant ataxia patients who have spasticity as part of their ataxic syndrome, you know, every year and a half or 2 years, I have to raise their dose of baclofen, and I think it's because of progression of the disease. I think in looking at people with spinal cord injury or a static problem, you know, post-stroke, it probably they probably don't develop tolerance that quickly.
So if you notice a little bit of spasticity, you should wait until it becomes a problem.
Well, how? And you're not changing the you're not changing the progression presumptively.
Okay.
So it's just how much do you need to make one's life best?
Okay.
And I've had people on bizarre regimens where they take it 30 minutes before they get up. You know, so that they get their first amount in, and then they're able to move, and they're not quite as tight in the morning. You know.
Right.
Depends on how you can make it work in your life.
Okay.